This is Akashvani, the news read by Punita Bakshi. In Uttar Pradesh, in a major administrative reshuffle, the Allahabad High Court has transferred 582 judicial officers. The transferred officers include 236 additional district and sessions judges, 207 civil judges, senior division, and 139 civil judges, junior division. The order for the annual transfer 2025 was issued last evening by Satish Kumar Pushkar, Joint Registrar of the Allahabad High Court. All transferred judges have been directed to join their new postings immediately. Kanpur saw the highest number of transfers, with 13 judges reassigned. Besides, 11 judges from Aligarh and 5 from Bareilly have also been transferred. The Ministry of External Affairs has informed that NDRF team has begun rescue operations at the U La Thein Monastery in Myanmar, where around 170 monks are still stuck. The ministry said the army team will visit the hospital site today and will set up their medical services tomorrow. As part of Operation Brahma in Kwe Kid, Myanmar, the External Affairs Ministry is also trying to get the NDRF team deployed at the Sky Villa, where four towers of 11 stories each have collapsed. The ministry added that the relief material will also be given to the SG of State Mahanayak Committee, where around 2,000 monks are sitting outside the monastery. The ministry also informed that India is providing assistance to members of the Indian community for their stay and food. In Chhattisgarh, a female Maoist has been killed in an encounter between security forces and Maoists in Dantewada district. According to the information received, a joint team of security forces had gone on an anti-Naxal operation in the forest area located on the Bijapur-Dantewada district border. During the operation, an encounter broke out this morning. Security forces have recovered the body of the killed Naxalite. A rifle and some explosives have also been recovered from the spot. Search operation is underway in the area. President Draupadi Murmu will be on a two-day visit to Mumbai beginning today. The president will reach the city this evening. The president will attend the closing ceremony of the Reserve Bank of India's 90th anniversary celebrations in Mumbai tomorrow. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will flag off the first Vande Bharat Express to Kashmir from Katra on the 19th of April, marking the completion of the 272-kilometre Udhampur-Srinagar-Baramulla rail link. Speaking to reporters in Jammu yesterday, Union Minister Jitendra Singh said Prime Minister Modi will arrive in Udhampur on the 19th of April. He will visit the world's highest railway bridge and inaugurate it. After that, he will flag off the Vande Bharat train from Katra. The service will initially run from Katra as Jammu station is under renovation. According to officials, the train will significantly cut travel time between Jammu and Srinagar, improving connectivity for the region. Eid ul-Fitr is being celebrated with religious fervour and gaiety across the country today. The festival marks the culmination of the fasting month of Ramadan. The faithfuls, dressed in their best, offered Eid prayers in Eidgahs and grand mosques. Later, they exchanged Eid greetings. People are visiting their relatives and loved ones, exchanging sweets and greeting each other. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have greeted the nation on the occasion of Eid ul-Fitr. US President Donald Trump has expressed strong anger towards Russian President Vladimir Putin over the ongoing war in Ukraine and criticized Putin for questioning Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky's credibility. In an interview with a news channel, Trump warned that if Russia does not agree to a ceasefire, he will impose tariffs of up to 50% on countries buying Russian oil. In wrestling, Olympian Deepak Punia and Udit settled for silver medals at the Asian Wrestling Championships in Amman, Jordan, while Deepak Punia won silver in the men's freestyle 92-kilogram weight category. Udit bagged silver in the 61-kilogram weight division. Dinesh defeated Turkmenistan's Zia Muhammad Saparov in 125-kilogram category to win a bronze medal. And that is the end of this news bulletin.